So I got a problem. LiveWire is wacky with Safari autofill. If you try to use Safari's autofill, like it remembers your username and password, if you try to use that in a LiveWire form, weird things happen. This is something I've known about for a long time. Multiple people have tried to fix. I even tried to pay someone to fix it at one point. It's such a deep, dark problem. Safari is so stupid. I hate it so much. I really do. It's strong words. But for real, Safari has so many stupid little weird things that it does. It's so frustrating. It's just a frustrating browser to have to deal with as a creator of things. It's like the modern IE11, you know? Chrome works great, Firefox works, you know, there's like a quirk here and there, but the issues that I run into mainly outside of IE11 are friggin' Safari. Yeah, so anyway, I was thinking about the process of fixing bugs, and actually in the broader context of maintaining these open source projects in my life right now, which is just basically like, it's this heaping pile of GitHub issues and then my tiny little shovel or spoon that I'm just using to like work on that pile, which I want to talk to in another episode. I want to talk to you about another episode. But what I want to talk about right now is something that came out of that. I had this realization that the process of fixing a bug is actually the same process of the scientific method. So the scientific method, I'm guessing you learned about this in like grade school, this idea that this is really the fundamental concept behind science. And I think when people learn, when I learned about it when I was a kid, I was like, well, isn't this obvious? I thought, you know, okay, if there's a problem, I'm rambling. The scientific method, as I learned it as a kid, was you make some guess or you observe something. So you observe that there's frost on a window and you know what's a good one? Here's a good one that I haven't even thought about and I should test. You know when you, if you don't live in cold climate, you don't know what I'm saying, but when you turn on the car in the winter or you're driving the car and fog starts to form around the base of the front windshield and you have all these questions, like you observe this thing happening. And so maybe you put on the windshield wipers and sometimes that takes care of the fog, but other times it doesn't. And you're like, oh, it's on the inside of the windshield. Why is it on the inside of the windshield? Is it because maybe it's because I have the heat on and it's the difference between the hot inside and the cold outside is too much. So maybe I'll cool it down. Or maybe there's not enough air flowing past it. So I'll turn the front blowers up all the way. You know what I mean? Like these are... This is a thing. This is science. This, you observe a thing and then you form a hypothesis. Like maybe it's that because of this. And then you test the hypothesis by turning on the blower, turning on the windshield wipers, seeing if it fixes it. If it doesn't, you repeat that cycle. You go back and you form a new hypothesis. And then you write. This is the process behind fixing bugs. This is exactly it. It's observing something. Safari autofill is weird. If you know, it only fills out one of the fields and the other one doesn't work, whatever. Observe that thing, and then you form a hypothesis. Well, maybe it's because, you know, and then actually, depending on where you look at the scientific method, there's a step in there. The first step that's like research, like background research and investigation or something. So this is the part where I go in and I start inspecting things and figuring out what event is Safari firing? Is it firing an input event? Is it, what's the event.target.value of that input element, and what AJAX requests are fired, and what data gets sent in those requests, and what data comes back. So I'm collecting information. Then I form a hypothesis. You form the hypothesis of, well, I think it's because the requests are overlapped, blah, 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 something weird. And then you create an experiment to test that. This is literally my morning today. It's like, create an experiment because I formed a hypothesis in my head. Then I went, all right, let's create an experiment. So I created a new dusk test and to lay out my experiment. And I couldn't confirm the hypothesis. It didn't work. I wasn't able to recreate the autofill problem. So then I went back and I went, okay, maybe it's because whatever. And I'm rinsing and repeating this process. So anyway, the core thing that I want to say here is just that I think it's cool that the process of fixing bugs, this process that every developer engages in all the time for your entire career, is the scientific method. It's the same thing. And it's kind of cool to look at it in a more formal way, especially if you get stuck and you need a more structured approach to something. You can kind of refer to the scientific method. I don't know. I just think it's kind of a fun observation. So here's the scientific method as described by Google Images. The first one is identify an observation that cannot be immediately explained. Okay. In Safari, If you use autofill and LiveWire in a form, only one of the fields gets filled out. Then collect existing knowledge about the observation and formulate potential explanations. So like I said, I already sort of explained that. Then select the seemingly most likely but so far unproven explanation, which for me was whatever. I'm not going to get into the technical details of it. And then design and execute a carefully controlled or computational experiment, wet lab or computational experiment, whatever, to test the hypothesis. So then test it. And that's what I did. Then if the test results support the hypothesis, then new insights are gained and then you disseminate the new insights. If not, you go back and you select a new unproven explanation and then rinse and repeat and test the hypothesis. So whatever, you already knew that, but I figured I'd read it for fun. So yeah, I don't know. That was like an observation that I made and I went, huh, bug fixing is the scientific method. I think I should share this with my friends because there might be something else interesting here. Maybe there's some patterns that can be shared between the two. If scientists are engaging in this thing all the time, it is science, the practice of science, and we are engaging this in this thing all the time, maybe there are things to be shared there. Maybe there is more form, I don't know, whatever. So you know what? There's a better conversation I want to have about GitHub issues and maintainers and me not having enough time to do anything. And I'm going to talk about that in the next episode. So I'll see you there.